Proclamation number 8438 of 14th of March, 1963. Warning against intercourse with the psychic world. Into what error are you humans drawn if you do not defend yourselves against it? But you can defend yourselves against it, for you have intellect and you have prayer. Your intellect can and must take a stand on whatever spiritual thoughts are offered to you, and you must entrust yourselves to me in prayer and appeal for my help in the examination. And truly, you will recognize error as such and not allow yourselves to be captured by it. I myself guide the truth purely to earth, and I seek to guide it everywhere, and anyone who takes possession of it will now also brightly and clearly recognize what does not agree with what radiates directly to earth as my word. If only you seriously resist all error, then you will also recognize it for certain, because I assess a person's desire for truth as a desire for me myself and do not deny myself to him, thus I do not withhold the pure truth from him. And you can also be certain that heart and mind will resist accepting and true spiritual knowledge. For the pure truth will also shine into the darkness like a strong ray of light and uncover everything that has originated from my adversary. The fact that his activity will be constantly more noticeable in the end time by trying to confuse people's thoughts has always been announced, and also that the darkness will become ever denser the closer it gets to the end. But where the light of truth flashes, the darkness cannot hold on, and this means that such people will always move in the truth whom I teach myself, and that they will also be able to clarify whether and where error has taken root in people, and thus the pure truth can also be opposed. Yet time and again it is to be said that only that is and can be pure truth which I myself, i.e., the Father Spirit of Eternity, communicate to the spiritual spark in the human being. That pure truth can therefore only reach earth through the working of the Spirit. But that you cannot guarantee the truth if it has been gained by other means. Thus if the intellect has given birth to a body of thought or if a supersensible contact with the spirit world has been initiated, which always endeavors to influence people's thinking but is neither entitled nor able to instruct nor to convey purest truth. People believe they can experience everything supersensible if only they make contact with the supersensible world through thoughts or their will. But they don't reckon with the fact that this spirit world is completely different, that all spiritual beings want to make themselves known, regardless of whether they are filled with light or still walk in darkness. And people on earth lack the ability to judge whether the spiritual knowledge they receive corresponds to the truth, but they accept it, mostly unchecked. And error enters people in such a way that it is impossible to speak of light, rather, the darkness becomes ever denser. But the desire for instruction from the spiritual kingdom is becoming ever stronger because people don't feel well in the lightless state on earth, they just don't take the right path. They don't turn to the eternal truth itself, they don't establish the connection with me, who alone can and wants to introduce them, yet I don't forcefully influence people. And thus time and again you will be dominated by the adversary who wants to keep the darkness alive and therefore also wants to extinguish the light from above and now places blinding lights by its side which shall irritate and also dim the gentle glow of the light from me. And since the human being himself is to make the final decision to seek and request the truth in all seriousness, I will not put a stop to my adversary before the time. For the human being can find his way out of the net of lies and error if only he earnestly asks for the truth. And I will also come to the aid of every person who desires clarification, for this is truly possible for me, to protect those from my adversary's influence who are of good will, who strive towards me myself and want to detach themselves from the opposing power which has held them in bondage until now. However, anyone who is lukewarm and accepts everything he is offered as truth is also responsible for his lightless state, and he will hardly find the right path which leads to the goal. But this person will also enter the kingdom of the beyond with little light, if not completely without light. Into the kingdom of the beyond when the hour of departure from this earth has come. For you can all reach the light if only you seriously want to. Amen.